Okay, let's skip number seven right there for right now, and Kevin, would you like to do number eight, the resident, non-resident discussion at this time? Have a little...
Good morning, Commissioners, or good afternoon, Commissioners. Scott Simpson, Administrative Resources Chief with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. I wanted to give you a little update on where we are at with the Commission's list of questions with regard to non-residents, residents. We were able, on August 15th, to get together with Commissioners Jensen and Phillips, along with Director Life and Kevin Roebling and myself and Cindy Longmire, to start going over that list of nine questions and hopefully getting a little additional direction on where we needed to go with the questions, what resources were required to answer those questions. Were we going to have to do some survey work? Were we going to have to get some work groups together? Those kinds of things. And we spent about 3.5-4 hours working on things. I think at the end of the day, we kind of came back around to some general themes, and that's what I want to bring you up to date on today as far as that conversation goes. We went through the questions, and we found that there's a few of them that have very specific answers. The first one that I can think of was the legal description of a non-resident, and what are the legal, what's the case history of how non-residents are treated in different states. And what we're gonna ask John Kotelnik to do is to do a little research on what happens in those other states. Is there been previous cases that would give us some guidance on how it is that we do need to treat our non-resident folks as they come into the state? The second specific question had to do with the fiscal impact of non-residents in the state, and hunters in general, residents included in that. And those are numbers that we can pull out of our economic impact survey that we did here a year ago. We can get you some really exact numbers to say, hey, if an individual, whether it be resident or non-resident, one person counts for this many dollars. And that's gonna be a little bit of a guess. We're gonna have to make some assumptions on that, but we think we can get you a valid number. Those were the two questions that I think we had clear answers on. There was a couple that we kind of phased out or combined with some other things. But at the end, what we came up with is really like three next steps, I guess. The first step would be to identify who non-residents are. That was one of the questions. Are the non-residents that are coming to South Dakota, are they family that have moved out of state? Are they friends of ours that we grew up with in college? Or are they doing business in South Dakota? Or are they just reading through Outdoor Life and saying, hey, I need to go to South Dakota and try to shoot some pheasants or catch a fish? So we agreed that Cindy Longmire will do an online survey. We're gonna put that together, and we're gonna try to identify who those individuals are. So that's one of the concrete things that came out of that meeting. The second concrete thing that came out of the meeting was that we want to put together a work group to help identify a set of criteria for the commission to think about, to use as they make decisions on allocations of licenses, both to residents and non-residents. We spent a little bit of time in that meeting going over some different ideas on what some of that criteria might be. But in the end, I think we decided that maybe we could get some ideas from the commission, that they could send some of their thoughts to us. But really, we needed to let this kind of go to the work group and have them give us at least a starting point for you folks to consider what those criteria might be. We talked about, you know, obviously one of the things, maybe first and foremost, as we think about it as the department, is what is the biological impacts? I mean, that's obviously a decision that goes without saying. That's every decision that every proposal that we bring to you guys, every decision that you make, biology is first and foremost. But we talked about, you know, the crowding issues, economic impacts. How do the decisions that this commission makes impact our ability to recruit, retain, and reactivate hunters? Those are things I think that will come up in this work group that we will need to put together some of those specific criteria. Our goal is to have this group bring that list to you for you to adopt what you like, change what you don't like, add anything that you see missing, and this becomes your criteria and the criteria that you will hand off to the next members of the next commission as we all move along in our careers. But that, you know, it would be a living list. I mean, obviously things change over years, but it would give us that, give you that guideline or that checklist to say, hey, how do these things impact those decisions? What we're thinking is that we would like to be able to have this work group put together and have a first meeting the end of October. That would be kind of an organizational meeting to talk about why we're together, maybe get some of those ideas out and start talking about them. But then have those individuals go back, talk to their folks, think about things, and then have one more meeting the end of November, first part of December, be able to solidify whatever that list, that work group thinks that list should be, and then be able to present it to the commission either in December or January. And again, this wouldn't be an official action. It would be for you guys to take and work with. If you want to put it out for public comment, certainly do that. But that's the goal of this work group. What we need to do next, I think, is I need suggestions from the commission on individuals, groups that you would like to see on this work group. I think that the department and individuals within our department have relationships with individuals from tourism and chambers of commerce and sports groups and individual leaders within the hunting and fishing communities. We need all of those kinds of names. We will put that group together. Again, we're not going to be able to include everyone, but we'd like to see 15 to 20 individuals on this group that we can, you know, that still kind of makes it manageable for us to get together and visit and come up with some good ideas. We also need a couple of commissioners. I think that's the best course of action, is to have those individual commissioners at the meeting, and then we'll move through our process. So that's what I can remember from the meeting. If I'm missing anything, Kevin, please jump in. Commissioner Jensen, or Commissioner Phillips, if there's something that I'm missing. You know, I think as we talked about this, it still has non-resident conversation tentacles, but it also becomes a decision-making criteria for resident. It's license allocation for residents and non-residents, and I think that's ultimately where those nine questions got us to in our conversation. So, any questions or additions?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead. Well, I think it's a good summary. Thank you for that. And I mean, the goal, of course, is to develop some criteria by which we can fairly make decisions, fairly allocate opportunities, set fees. So if there are people in this room with us here today who have ideas, we encourage everybody here to tell us what they think. Those listening, if they have ideas, we encourage them to communicate with us too. Everybody, we're trying to involve everyone so that we can develop this criteria by which we can all fairly do and make the decisions that sometimes are difficult. And so when people ask us, why did you do what you did, we can go to these criteria and say, here's what we've developed and here's why we got there. And not that that will probably end all debates and discussion, but that's what we're gonna try to do. So again, if anybody has ideas, please send them to us and we'll look at them very seriously.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Scott or Kevin on this? Certainly non-residents enter into practically all of our licensing allocations and those type of things, so it's important that we have a good process in place to deal with that. And That's what we're striving for there. Any other questions? Okay.
Just a comment. Cindy's going to put together the, going to try and identify who they are. I look forward to the results of that, because I would like to know what percentage are our relatives coming back, our kids that have moved out of state that have come back, our friends that come to hunt the private ranches, what percentage of our non-residents are just someone who flipped through Sports Illustrated and decided, well, let's go to South Dakota. I think that's going to be very interesting when we find out what percentage are our own friends and relatives that come here to visit us and hunt.
Thank you. Anything else on that? Okay, thank you, Scott.